Welcome back to another episode of Struggle Studios. I am your boy Cassius, you know, CJ.
Yes, sir.
Boy Grant.
Yes, sir.
And Steve was here, but decided to skip out on us yet again.
Vanish like the Avatar.
Yeah, almost had him. Happy birthday, Steve. Steve's birthday is
shout out to Steve.
Today. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he is, but
old head.
Old head.
Once you hit that state, it's like eternal.
Yeah, we talked to him, he's still digesting Donda, bro. He's still on Donda.
Haven't even hit the play button on COB.
Yeah, he don't know what's going on. He think the beef's still going. But before we hop right into the beef, let's do a little housekeeping. Our Twitter is Studio Struggles.
Yes, sir.
And our Instagram is StruggleStudio_. Follow us there. We're on Spotify, Apple, everything. It's a cool little thing up in a top corner or whatever. I can't tell.
Yeah, on top right, the YouTube.
Yeah, you can like literally take your phone out and like scan the little barcode up there and take straight to the Spotify. So yeah, if you see us on Apple, please give us a like and everything. But yeah, let's get right into it. Beef, I think it's over. It's safe to say the beef's over, right? I think this weekend was it.
Yep.
Drake and Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, had their Larry Hoover concert. I don't know what the first name was it.
I think that's what it was.
Larry Hoover concert.
Like it was like awareness.
Yeah.
So I can't remember exactly what it was called.
Yeah, but everybody knew what it really was. It was what it was supposed to be. The Drake and Kanye versus.
Right? Freedom boys in them.
Yeah, freedom man's den. Freedom man's them. You know. So. I kind of just realized it like the day of, the night of, that this is mostly like a Kanye concert. Featuring Drake, I thought in my head I put it as
I knew that because he said he was a guest.
In my head I put it up as like this, like a Drake, Kanye, Vegeta, Goku, Sasuke, Naruto type, you know, type thing. You know,
I mean, it kind of was.
Let's get what's name Drake. We live in Florida. We safe to say that. Live in Florida.
Okay. Give that out.
on the Eastern Seaboard, right? They said. I could have sworn they said it's going to start at, I think, 11 p.m. Eastern. Uh-huh. That's what I heard. All right? So I tuned in at 11 p.m. That shit didn't start almost...
Didn't it start at 11 p.m.?
No. It started almost midnight something. It was past midnight when it started.
Because you told me a nigga to drop down against this.
Yes, but... Drake,
what'd you expect?
Oh, Drake lied to you. I forgot. Drake pushed that shit back to
you. Yeah, you talking the two biggest liars.
Bro, I was so mad... And then the choir came out. Well, the choir is cool, bro. Like, I knew they would be there. But they had the whole set, bro.
So, did you watch the show?
No.
They had the Adele set. They sang Adele. They sang some of the...
Like, new Adele, old Adele.
You know, the new Adele song, the new single. What's that song called? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a fan of Adele, but I ain't here right then and there. I came here for the fuckery, you know? Huh? So we got the choir. The choir was cool. They did a cool little march down the stairs and had the cool like orchestra guy in the front, you know, directing them. But I came there for the goats, bro. Came there for the goats. So after we sat through the choir, took it to church, the two goats came out side by side. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought the entrance.
You said yeah, that nigga's walking in sync, bro.
Yeah.
That's some WWE shit.
I was like, dang, worst thing happened, one of them fall, bro. But anyway, they came out and then Kanye and Drake ran on stage, and then they hugged it up. That same little beef was fishing over it, yeah. And Drake vanished like Avatar. I said, dang, where did it go,
bro? Yeah, I'm like, where did it go?
Where did nigga went, bro? And Kanye did his thing, bro. Kanye, I think he started with Donda, didn't he?
Yeah, he started with, I ain't gonna lie, I done the song, bro.
Started with Donda, and then he took it back to, like, his old shit. He went through, like, his whole catalog, you know?
Yeah.
And, you can say a lot of things about Kanye, but I've never been to like an actual concert. I've been like a couple, but not like on purpose. Kanye is a pretty good pretty good performer. Like his book show, like he never seemed like he run out of breath. And he's like rapping all his lyrics. Like
Yeah.
He was going in like I know it's probably like that's what a concert is, but like for someone who's not really a big concert going, I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting more of what Drake did, which is kinda like, you know,
He'll throw Alabin.
He was
let the crowd sing it.
Yeah. But yeah, Kanye was going. He was going crazy. You know, he had a lot of hits I forgot about. A lot of hits I knew, but he went through all of them. for the most part. Shit was smoky as hell.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, like,
bro, that shit remind me of fucking a snotter film.
Yeah.
like bro, it's like a fucking movie. And I heard like the person who the cameraman,
mm-hmm.
well, like when you see it on video,
yeah,
was the same cameraman for fucking the Joker.
Is he?
Yeah.
And that nigga tripping. I ain't gonna lie. It lucky it's like he stumbled a couple times. But I can't blame him, I can't see shit. But it was a cool concert. When Drake came out and did 24, it was heavenly, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit.
Golly.
I got that song on my playlist, bro.
Yeah, you gotta have it,
bro. Had to get the remastered version.
I'm sure it won't. But I hope officially it comes out, like, done Deluxe, something like that, but.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it's happening.
Because I think it was just like a in the moment thing. Because even Kanye ended up singing one of Drake's songs.
Yeah.
What song was it?
Kanye sang. It was a classic Drake song, too.
Yeah.
What was it? It wasn't. That was Kanye's song. Damn, I can't think of the name of that song. It was a classic song. I better find your loving. Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That's going stupid,
man. Yeah. Yeah, and that's like the free flies of the thing.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. But,
like, bro, like, what do you want me to do? Like, the star button, he came out of nowhere.
Yeah,
bro.
Full disclosure, they're not freaking house flies. They're freaking fruit flies. I don't know where they fucking came from. But anyway, they went crazy, bro. Like, I gotta say, I don't know if Drake was doing Kanye a favor, or he didn't have the right set for that, bro. It was CLB, bro. That's all he played, was some CLB. He played a couple, like, you know, God's Plan.
Bro, he played a lot. So he played Knife Talk.
Yeah.
He played I Miss You Too. He played
what does that give you? The
In the Bible.
In the Bible, which I don't know why he went that song, because like it's not one of the songs I go to on CLB anyway, but.
Bro, shit, if he didn't go, he played the whole thing, though. No matter.
Yeah, he played a whole CLB.
What else he played? He played,
I think he played Wants and Needs.
Yeah, no, that's not CLB, though.
He
played God's Plan, Wants and Needs. I like what, he did with, like, some of his older songs. Not older songs, but I guess, like, before CLB.
Yeah.
He kind of did, like, a updated version, or a remastered version with, I think Mike Dean did it. You know, like, the, guy who, like, kind of produces for, Kanye. Cause like Life Is Good. It sounded like way different from what it used to sound like. I don't know why you went with like Life Is Good, cause I feel like that's not like Life Is Good. It's not like a.
I think it was for the Virgil type, you know. Cause
yeah. You're right. And, yeah. I did like that. I like how it transitioned from the
Juice WRLD song.
Yeah, the Virgil thing to like Juice WRLD. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that same day that Juice WRLD dropped. We're gonna talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a cool experience. You know, like it was cool to see them both on stage together. I ain't gonna lie, it felt like I'm glad I saw it. I'm glad I didn't miss it.
I heard I wasn't gonna watch it. Yeah. And then like right in my face, so I'm like,
yeah.
It kind of
felt like hip hop history a little bit, you know, like
definitely.
It was very promoted, like very very promoted. Like, I think Amazon like carried that shit. Like, I watched it on Amazon Prime. Like,
what you mean?
Like, Amazon like promoted it like it was all of my freaking Twitter as Amazon. It's people like Roy from. Roy, my podcast, he freaking promoted it, like, had, like, an ad, like, hashtag ad type of promotion.
I don't think it needed it.
Yeah, I don't think it needed it either. And it was, like, I went on, even if you haven't, like, you weren't interested in watching it, if you clicked on Amazon Prime that night, it was, like, a big banner. You couldn't miss that shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I watched Amazon Prime because I thought maybe I was, like, getting a delayed version on Twitch because it shipped so late, but it was cool. Some of the things I do wish, besides Drake playing CLB. I kind of wish they had more of a, not back and forth, but like, I kind of wish they was on stage together a little more.
Yeah, instead of just like, for like half a song, then forever. Yeah.
I know it's the COVID time, but like, you couldn't really hear the crowd. I don't know, because the crowd's kind of far.
No, I don't think that's a COVID thing. I think that's just like a new kind of like concert recording thing. Because I'm pretty sure they're like muting their mics. Or not muting, like they kind of mute the crowds, you know?
Yeah. Some songs, like, only time I really heard a crowd was during God's Plan, Liberty Turn, Knife Talk, and, like, some of Kanye's, like, hits. But, like, you can barely really hear them, you know? It's not like they're being embarrassed, but they're really not, because I know they hear the crowd.
Yeah, I feel like, That's for like more of the like visual, you know, like, yeah. Cause like when you watch the concert, you don't really hear, like, I guess you, me personally, I do want to hear, like, I want to hear the concert people, people in the concert, but like, well, I feel like if you're there, then like, okay, you won't get that vibe that like the crowd was dead, but like, that's not even just for this show. Like, I watched the Juice WRLD, pre-release show, okay, and it's like Triple Red coming out, people, all people coming out who like rock with Juice WRLD, and they're like performing songs like that, and they're like, bro, it's on dead as shit, and Loki, like
Coil Ears up there,
they sound dead as shit, and then like some of the concert people are like, why are you even there if you're not gonna get like, I ain't saying Travis Scott it, bro, because, but like if you just gonna be as a fucking a mannequin, bro, why are you there, bro? Why'd you pay hundreds of dollars?
Too cool, you know.
Yeah, I'm saying, why you pay hundreds of dollars just to sit there, bro? Like, nigga, just go put some AirPods in, nigga. Yeah,
exactly.
And go in the closet, close your eyes.
Yeah. What am I saying? Wish them on stage more together. Dang, there's one more thing I wanted to say and I can't remember what it was. Overall, it was a good show. Like, overall, like, they did a thing. It was good to see them, like, back together. Hope they start making some music together.
Yeah. This niggas need to stop picking it for a Versus, bro. It was not a Versus. All right, it was not Drake with Kanye. Because we all know if Drake pulled out the catalog, it'd be a different show, you know?
Definitely.
But I enjoyed it for most of it.
Yeah. Did it really mention Larry Hoover, though?
Oh, yeah.
Did it really mention Larry Hoover?
Bro, have you seen what fucking the Fed said? They said, the Ye and Drake concert to push free Larry Hoover shocked the Feds. Cause one of the worst criminals, call him one of the worst criminals ever. Like, they were appalled that it happened. They're like, what the hell, bro? Bro, I heard you tell me about something about Larry Hoover that he's like a.
I think he was like a. I don't know what crime he did. I know he's a criminal, but I think he was kind of like also like a leader at the same time. Like,
bro, everything I see on him online is bad. Like, I try to look for a reason to free him, and I'm like,
I think the nigga might. Like, I think the nigga might belong.
They got a couple murder charges. I'm like, I mean, we can give him a little. We can give him a little iPad in there.
Yeah,
the most. But I don't know if one of, bro, he's 70 years old. Like,
yeah. I mean, it was a nice gesture, I guess, though, like for his kids and stuff like that. But yeah, but like we said, it was a good concert. Like I'm glad I didn't miss it.
But anyway, going to Juice WRLD?
Yeah.
Over there, I think it said the same night. Actually, like I said, Juice WRLD had a show. Oh, not Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD people had a show. To kind of like build up hype for the album he's dropping that night, and I don't know how to feel about it. We all listened to it.
I gave it one short listen on way home from work. I don't see you didn't listen to it yet.
No.
I don't know. Cause, okay, I listened to it kind of weird. I had my headphones in, then I went straight to the car and from headphones to car. The first song, Burn.
Yeah.
Did it sound? Was it mixed bad or was that just my?
Nah, Burn. Burn yeah, it sounded pretty good.
I think Burn might have been the best song on it, even though it sounded
like it's on his. I don't know if this is the first time that Metro did a song on Juice, but that was fire.
Yeah, it was a good song, great song. Overall, this album is definitely better than last album to me. I think it's better than last album, but it still wasn't like, I don't know, it just his content don't hit the same when he.
I agree.
We're not here, you know, it don't really hit the same. Like. What I got from the album is that he was in pain, you know, like mentally and stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. But bro, for a nigga who got 2,000 unreleased songs or whatever plus, I don't like the direction they're like. Okay, it's almost like it's weird.
Not like I won't say they sound like it, but it sounds like they're picking on him at the same time. Like
it's like yeah, it's like they only. I know he got love songs, all that shit. Yeah. Like, he got heavy, he got hard songs.
This whole album was and drug.
Yeah, like, especially like the last song, bro. You took the last song.
Yeah, like
when he was like the most. He's like one of the most possible realities is I end up dead and all you hear on the radio and I'll never ever. I'm like, what the fuck?
One of the songs is like, I've been dead for years.
Yes, bro. I that's one of the singles they started with was already dead, bro. I'm like, bro, what are y'all doing? We get it. He died. And like, bro, why are we even talking about this? Okay, Juice WRLD didn't overdose on drugs, really, you know? Like, he did.
But it wasn't like a, oh man, I'm gonna get high. It was kind of
I'm scared situation, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't, because he was going to rehab. Like, I think the whole, I don't like this look of like him being like a little, okay, yes, he was an addict, drug addict, okay? But that's not the reason he died, per se, you know? Like, I feel like if that plane stop didn't happen, I don't see him over there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not that way.
I don't see him over there to death. I don't see him over there to death if that plane stop did not happen.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. It was very, I don't know if it's trying to do, like, an after-school project type thing, like, don't be like me.
Yeah, but then at the same time, like, it's him. So, like, yeah. like it's weird, because, like, if it was just, like a sample of juice, and then someone else was, like, talking about some pro-drug shit or, like, anti-drug shit, but it was juice, so, like, it's, like, it feels like, it don't feel like juice were, like I said last album, it don't feel like juice were released the album, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, it's like, dang, it made me want to think about other juice songs, like, is this always something like this? Oh, it sounds like a
time. They were not. They were like, okay, like all the other albums. It was like love, Mr. Drug. Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's just drugs.
Yeah.
It's like
make me a pop perk.
It's like drugs. Like two hype songs. I skipped BTS song. I don't know. Was that good?
The was it Rockstar Sun and shit? Cause I skipped it too.
No, it was BTS.
It must be Rockstar Sun. Like the Korean K-pop.
Yeah.
I must skipped it because I.
I didn't hear it either. But yeah, I was like. I like the one song. I don't think I say the album, bro, because like it sound weird. Like it made me feel weird listening to it. Like this was like a dead man album.
Like, it sounded like a mockery. It kind of sounded like a mockery, bro. Like it kind of seemed like maybe that was like the concept of the album was like to like show how much he was going through it. But like it was all drug. I was like, jeez, bro. Like it's insensitive. I just can't imagine his family listening to it and being like okay with it, you know. Maybe I'm sure they did listen to it, but like, I just don't see how. I can't put myself in their shoes.
Like, I think it was Go Hard. That was a good song. That was just pretty like it was like upbeat, you know.
Yeah.
And Feline, couple like a tiny bit more. Everything else it was just like super depressing.
Yeah.
Like, and this comes from a person that listened to Juice WRLD like since he's like popped off with freaking All Girls the Same on Lyrical Lemonade and shit. Yeah. You know, like I just feel like. They're kind of marketing the depression, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we get it. He knows that he was depressed, like, all that shit. But, like, I don't think he would ever release an album that was just sad, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cause what does that do for you? What does that do for your fans?
I'm saying, like, I don't know. Like, it wasn't even, like, a positive side. It was just, like, just negatives. Like, him dying and stuff like that from taking drugs. It was no, like, this is the other side, or don't do it, or like just that's just me, you know. It was just like I don't know, like
this is one of the first albums in a long time to me that like sonically it sounds good, but content wise I didn't really like it. That's kind of weird. Like you don't really care too much about the content as long as it sounds good, but content wise I didn't really like it like that. I didn't like it. Like it music sounds great to me. Like I only got one song. I think it's a Rockstar Sinus song. It might have been a BTS song. But other than that, like, I might not revisit it because it's like, it's all pill, you know?
Yeah, I just felt like, Juice WRLD, whenever, at least Before You Die, okay? Mm. Every single album had at least, like, almost damn near two hits on it, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we had fucking Lucid Dreams, All Girl the Same, on the fucking first one. Then we had, Robbery, which is a fucking smash, bro. Like, bro, just give me a, like, if he had 2,000 songs, you tell me he don't got a Robbery? I don't believe that. I do not believe he don't have the Robbery.
Yeah.
Like, I love... like it's like even if it's sad love, okay, I'm fine with that over just drug content on the album, bro. It's like they pit every single song that he was talking about almost killing himself with drugs or anything like that, you know. Like I don't know, I just didn't like it, bro. I didn't like it. I like the Polo G Triple Red song.
Yeah,
it was cool. That did sound like a hit, but like it didn't sound like a Juice WRLD hit, you know. Yeah. It just sounded like a hit. But I don't know, man.
They did a good job to me of not making the song sound like he like just pieced it together.
I'm pretty sure he already finished them.
Yeah,
like Juice was crazy with the studio, from what I heard.
And if that's the case, that means they have stuff to pick and choose from, you know.
Yes,
so like
a little bit, it's literally his I think his manager or whatever he is, person that signed him. I think he said Juice has over 2,000 songs on release.
then why are you?
I'm like, yeah. So why would you pick like such a sad catalog? You know,
bro. Usually it's kind of weird. I'm weird like that. But like when I listen to album, I see color. I see a color.
Yeah, the whole color. I literally see black and white.
Yeah, I saw blue, bro. It's like navy blue, like dark blue. Like this shit is sad, bro.
I feel like I literally see almost like you know when artists die. And they have like little like video kind of like yeah. It'd be like in black and white and just like clips of them. Yeah. That's what I feel when I like listen to the whole album, bro. I listen to it at work, so I like I ain't got nothing else to do besides focus the lyrics, you know.
Crying while you at work, bro. Like damn.
I'm like,
bro.
Yeah, this shit like really had like bummed me out. Like I want to listen to something that just bums me out. What the fuck?
Yeah. So. I don't know. Like, see, when you listen to the album, like when you listen to any album, what do you want to feel?
I don't want to feel like pure sadness.
Yeah. I can go sad. But I like roller coaster. I don't want just a pure sad album, you know? Unless that's what you're known for. If you're known for, like, sad shit. And when I think of Juice, I don't think it's just sad music. Like, I think of, like, he shows his pain in the video, in his music. But, like, it's always upbeat. It's also like, oh, I'm on my freaking rapper, like, thug shit, too. Like, he's not a one-track kind of artist. And
like, he'll throw in, like a damn, bro. Is that really the feeling? Like a deep bar. But he'll like flow around it with like some cocky shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like
already no ski mask type like shit that he was like spazzing on, which I know he has, you know.
Mm-hmm. It sounded good. It was just the content was like disappointing to me, bro, and that's surprising, bro. Well, speaking of disappointing, this year, you know, we would like to like whenever the year wraps up, we like to like, you know, put our like notable moments of the year. Mm-hmm. This week. We're doing forgettable albums, bro. Like, albums that just came and went, bro. Vanished like Avatar. All right, like, I know you just see the first year listening to music. So, but, I don't have, like, a set number. So, if you have more than I do or less than I do, then that's fine. But, and I don't have an exact order. I just know there's some music that just came here and just vanished, bro. Like, dang, that dropped this year? I think I might have this on your list too. I couldn't go without putting Culture 3 on there, bro.
Hell yep. And again, this doesn't mean that albums were bad.
Yeah, it just they came no impact.
No impact, bro.
No impact. Burned up an atmosphere, bro. So Culture 3, bro. Bro, when we talk about Culture 3, that's supposed to be
the redemption.
That was the redemption, bro. Culture 1 was undeniable.
Classic.
Culture 2 was like, it's alright, but like it's still riding on the wave of Culture 1. Culture 3, to name of the culture, should name something else, bro. To name of Culture 3 means that these are, you put your all in this, it's classic, this is supposed to go down in history books as one of the staples of Migos, bro. I think they had one.
And this is also the year of ugly ass album covers, bro.
Oh my god, bro.
Donda, COB, Migos. Bro, everything's fucking ugly this year, bro.
Definitely, definitely. Add up a Culture 3 up there, bro. Who else I had? Oh, I hate to say it. Like I said, we said it before. He won the greatest all time, bro. You know what? Take it from him.
Jermaine.
Cole.
Jermaine.
J. Cole's album.
Jermaine, go.
The off season. Not say like I said when the list it was a good album.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like this list doesn't mean albums were bad. Mm-hmm. It just feel like they came where they had no impact. They really didn't have a hit.
Yeah.
Like, almost after 2 weeks, like, no one listens to them more. Yeah. They move on that thing.
The off-season fizzled away, bro. Sizzled away.
Yeah, but I had Migos and J. Cole so far.
Yeah. Who else you got?
I had Faith by Pop Smoke.
Yeah, I had that too. I couldn't think of it.
And then again, I don't put it on Pop Smoke, okay? Mm-hmm. But, bro, that really one of the worst albums to listen to the year. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a bad album, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a bad album. Almost no hits, I don't think. Literally all misses. It was just sad, bro. From the nigga who make a hella nigga dropped before he passed away, nigga dropped the album full of hits, bro, which is crazy. Alright? To come from an album full of hits to literally a half hit, nigga. What the fuck is that, you know? So again, recipes Pop Smoke, but this is not it, bro. This shit came and fucking went, bro.
This is just disappointing, bro. Like
You got any more?
Nah, not top of my head.
I got one more. This is probably like the top of the barrel from the forgettable albums, but like it still to me is a little forgettable. What's the DJ Khaled album? Like,
oh shit, I ain't gonna lie, I forgot what DJ.
Like I feel like it had like It did the best out of all these albums. Yeah. But it's still like for a Khaled album, we're supposed to go crazy, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy features, crazy singles. I feel like it was kind of like bare bone. Like it's bare minimum. Like you know, it's sad when the fucking Lil Baby Dirk is probably the biggest song on your album.
Honestly, though, when it comes to Khaled albums, I treat that shit like it's fucking. You ever went trick treating? Or it's like you teach you a box full of candy, but like, hey, pick something. Mm-hmm. You just dig your hand in it, hope you get something good.
Mm-hmm.
When I get a Calvin album, it's like, I don't know if he's a bad bro, but hope I don't get a Tootsie Roll. Most of the songs in there are like, they're like forgettable, but when you find one, you're like, damn, this is good, bro. This is
yeah,
a good
song. Yeah, yeah. Like, when he has a good song, it's a good song.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of just mid and trash in there.
Yeah. And just go to say, bro, we said it once, we say it again, bro. 2021. Was a year of just mid music, like
until Drake and Kanye say that shit, bro.
Yeah,
and we do got our Roddy coming up, so
oh yeah, Roddy Ricch for the oh yeah,
doing his little last year run. I mean, his end of year run.
You think when he was dropping?
I think this Friday, the 17th.
Oh okay,
so that's me
dropping on Spider-Man.
That's gonna be fire. I was thinking like lift ass, duff ass, something like that.
Okay,
but that looks good. I'm excited for that, but yeah, this year was not a good year for music. I can't even lie, Like I said earlier, on a couple podcasts ago, I feel like everything that I've been listening to is like from like last year, and then we got like a bits and pieces from this year.
Yeah,
which is sad. Like I felt like last year was like my rotations were consistently flowing like new music. Now I've been listening like the same things from earlier this year are like just like not a lot of good music, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So speaking of mid, bro, I'm not gonna lie, it's a mid year. For music, but I was thinking it was a mid-year for gaming, bro. Which brings the Game Awards.
Amen, preach.
Game Awards came out this week. It wasn't this weekend. I think it was on a Thursday or something.
It was a nasty day.
Yeah, it was on a Thursday. It was one of the co-hosts flying by. see, what were your overall thoughts of, you don't have to go like award by award, but like, what was your overall thoughts of the Game Awards this year?
And we also streamed it on our YouTube channel, yeah, Struggle Through the Gaming. So we should check that out.
Okay, so I think it was definitely mid. They didn't show like too many bangers, but I can't say it was a miss because the bangers they just show were pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
To me, I'm going to go to bat first. I think it was too long. I think it was way too long.
Yep.
It was like 3 hours?
Yeah, it's like 3 hours plus, seemed like.
Whole end game.
I never fell asleep towards the end, bro.
Yeah, it was a whole end game movie, bro. It was definitely too long. I get it. People like indie games. But don't hype that shit up like it's the best thing you've seen in your life, bro. Don't say, oh my god, from the makers of this and this and this that you never heard of, this game's gonna change the freaking world. World premiere. And don't do that, bro. Don't have them give me like a little freaking 2D cut and paste like game, bro. Like give me some hard hitters.
See, I'm an avid for indie games, but even I say like don't show them like don't give them like a whole like 20 minutes.
Yeah, right? Somebody showed them too long. Yeah,
they ended us down.
Not even just indies.
Like, yeah, your live trades were super long. Trades were super long.
I'm like, bro, god damn, how much y'all paid for this time segment, bro? Like that. What was it, the not Hell's Blade? What was it? The Xbox got to work and shit.
Like, oh, yeah.
The girl with the blue.
Yeah, with the
bro, that shit was long as fuck. I'm like, god damn. Don't forget, bro.
This is gameplay. Whatever. But
I'm just, this is your question. What did get Game of the Year?
It Takes Two, Game of the Year, which says a lot. It Takes Two was a good game. But it says a lot that was, I'm not, unironically, that was my Game of the Year. I'm not even being like funny. Like that was my Game of the Year.
Which it wasn't no competition though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's literally really good. It came out this year.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Oh wait, did Miles come out this year?
Who?
Miles?
Yes.
Miles Morales. It wasn't even nominated. I don't think.
What the fuck? I feel like that should have been nominated or at least. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
I still might have put Hasty over it. I'm not gonna lie. it just like I said, it was too long. It's like they said yes to everybody. Everybody wanted something. Yes, you're coming. Yeah.
I never really felt with the performances.
Yeah, the performances are always like some weird shit. Like
unless let's y'all do some iconic shit that everybody know, then don't perform it, bro. Like why y'all performing shit that only like
a niche?
Yeah. Like it'd be like a brand new series that no one I don't play it, you know?
Yeah. Or like they're bringing like, what's that dude? Like Sting came out. Like, come on, that's old. Old 50-year-old white dudes like Sting. And then they had like Imagine Dragons, who ain't been relevant since 2018.
Wait, Imagine Dragons?
Yeah, and then JID came out. Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah. I had it out by then.
Yeah, like.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Just praying for a Ragnarok reveal.
Praying. I was.
Pray, please come out and kill Kratos. Please. Bless you.
Excuse me. So they had a couple big reveals, though. Let's go with Suicide Squad, bro. What's your thoughts on Suicide Squad?
Oh, my goodness. So,
Suicide Squad,
I don't know why the hell I doubted Roxy, bro.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I doubted him too a little bit. I was more hyped for Gotham Knights than Suicide Squad. Because, bro, I'm so nervous, bro.
Yeah, and it's like, plus the characters, and then, like, they weren't showing gameplay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. This made me miss Veracity. No, Arkham Knight wasn't the best, you know? Like, I feel like it kind of missed. For me personally, because I'd be all the Arkham games besides that one.
Yeah.
You know, and that's supposed to be the best one. So I'm like, that's the direction they're going. Suicide Squad might be a miss.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, as soon as they play in the trailer, bro, I'm like, wait, this already seen fire already. Yeah. By freaking, it came out, it started with fucking Cat Boomerang, his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Cat Boomerang talking shit to the Flash and Justice League. Mm-hmm. And the Flash come by, give me a fucking two-piece while you're still recording that shit, bro. I'm like, oh, shit. And the Flash talking shit, because he controlled by Bane and Brainiac and shit.
Yeah.
And then it switches to, like, fucking gameplay, bro. Mwah, bro. Beautiful.
The gameplay is beautiful, bro.
Bro, that game made Killer Shark look good, bro.
Yeah, King Shark look fine.
King Shark.
Everybody looks fire on it. Everybody looks cool. Actually, I ain't gonna lie, the least cool person looked like Deadshot to me, but...
Yes, I can say that, bro.
The least cool person looked like Deadshot, but... I feel like Deadshot probably be safe person to play as, but, like, Harley looked fire, I'm half on being Harley. King Shot looked fire, and...
The Boomerang.
Cat Boomerang probably looked like the most fun person to play as, but... Like,
I didn't make a teleport. What the fuck was that?
I don't know if he can... I ain't not thinking of that. But, hey, I guess they need him to traverse around the city, because if not, he just a dude with a boomerang. But, yeah, like... I'm excited to see how they how the fights are gonna go, because I know Arkham always has good fights, like great fights. So I'm kind of curious how they're gonna do the fights when there's four of us. How we gonna fight freaking the Hulk and all that shit?
What? Wait,
not the Hulk. freaking Superman and all that shit. Like how we gonna like team up on them and kill them? But yeah, I'm excited for it. Like only thing I'm hoping that it's not all like weird monsters we fight. You know, like
yeah.
Some of the people, like they're all kind of big looking, you know? It look kind of hoardy, and, like, they're, like, big monsters. Some of them fight, like, normal ass, like, don't have to be humans, but, like, humanoid type things, you know?
Yeah. One thing I do want in this game, I feel like Avengers kind of lacks on this, is, like, the feeling is, like, when you fight in a boss battle, I feel like jumping them, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't want, on Suicide Squad, I want niggas, like, when we fight the Flash, I want Flash for, like, nigga, we need help, bro. We need another member, bro. We need five members, bro. Like when we fight Superman, I don't feel like there's no hope for us, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga is a freaking god among us, bro. Like, that's what we need to feel like when we're fighting bosses, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
cause I hate that feeling. Like Cass is fucking... hitting nigga with a hammer and Harley Quinn, CJ over here biting nigga with a shark. Yeah. And I'm over here throwing boomerang.
And they
him.
Just and he's just taking it
like he need to have some kind of okay. They didn't have a way to make it that he's not just fucking super armored boss. Okay,
yeah.
And but they didn't make a way that he's not just flimsy. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
So I feel like it's a hard mix to make, but like I have faith in the man.
Exactly.
Like all they do is throw some good animations, some counter animations.
Yeah.
Like, you punch a nigga, you got your fist. Throw you over there, type shit like that. Like, we need shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
That'd be fire. That'd be fire.
And real quick, before we get off the DC shit, they did Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And no one's talking about that, bro.
Nobody's talking about that. Alona Pat Jenkins ain't nowhere near it.
Who's Pat Jenkins?
The lady who made
movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna say nowhere near that game, bro. Yeah, I think it'd be a hit. Even though the studio, I never heard of the studio before.
I don't know who's making it. I thought
it was like Clearwater. So I don't know. I don't want to get the name wrong, but. I didn't recognize them, so I think that'd be cool. It seemed like an origin story, like an origin for Wonder Woman.
What was your personal pick? Favorite? What got announced? My bad.
Oh, definitely Suicide Squad.
Okay. I know I announced. Like we already seen Suicide Squad.
Oh, did something announced? What did they get announced? I'm trying to think. There's nothing there that really blew me away, I don't think. They got announced. Like, they got me freaking like super hype. It's more, I'm more excited for the games that I already knew.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be Sonic, but...
For me, personally, bro, Gun came back. I'm giving them a chance. I'm giving them redemption. Because they're coming back. Because you know Gun is... The studio Gun? They made Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And they're coming back with Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
So, bro, and like, it looked good, bro. It looked good. So, I'm excited for that. Because Friday was fun when it first started. I just feel like they stopped adding content to it.
Yeah. Also, to me, the reason I stopped playing it so much, it seemed like they, like, unless the general later days, they kind of updated it. It seemed like they made it for just the Jason player. Like,
I mean,
yeah.
It seemed like they made it just for him. Like for the Jason player, it's the funnest game in the world. But
to me, it would still been fun if they added more content, you know? Mm. Like, Jason is supposed to be OP. Mm-hmm. So, I found him an OP. It's just like, they weren't fixing the game. Like mechanics weren't really working. Like the freaking escape button. It was really no point because they didn't really like, I don't know if they didn't know that didn't work or that was part of the feature.
Yeah.
But like, it was like really no point. Mm. So if they don't get sued or whatever happened to them last time, bro, because I don't know how they had rights to this, right? But I already know it's gonna blow up, bro.
Yeah. Oh, we were remiss not to mention fucking Saints Row.
Oh my goodness,
yeah. Saints Row look great. Not gonna lie, like Rockstar, you watch out, bro. That trilogy shit.
Sam, bro.
Saints Row had the freaking the wingsuit, it looked fun, bro. It looked fun to play. Like
niggas laying top of cars.
Yeah, it should look fun to play. I'm excited to play it, bro. So a lot of people think that for our best ongoing game that Fortnite got snubbed. Apparently Final Fantasy beat it.
Fortnite came whatever year, bro. Yeah. So, I don't really care. Fortnite needs some. I don't want to say competition, but they need something to be like, okay, damn, we need to get back on the ball. If they think we're not the top nigga, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with them losing this to Final Fantasy. You know, I haven't played it. Wait, was it Final Fantasy Online or was it Final Fantasy the mobile?
I think it's Final Fantasy Online.
Oh, yeah. Online be going crazy from what I hear, but it's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine with Fortnite losing that. Mm. Cause Fortnite had a hell of fucking misses, nigga.
Oh yeah, that Prime season.
There's the whole chapter two was kind of that shit.
Whole chapter two.
But see, Dad, I know we all know what your favorite thing of the game show was. Go on, talk about that real quick.
Yeah, probably Sonic 2 and Sonic Frontiers. Mm-hmm. You know,
bro, I haven't watched the first Sonic movie, and I'm like, bro, I didn't watch
it. Yeah, the trailer was nice. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch Sonic 1.
Yeah, I'm definitely watching for that coming theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga, Knuckles, what makes you think I need your power? No! Yeah. Yeah. Also, giant shit, bro. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, bro, in fact, that was Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I like, bro, he didn't not sound like him. He sounded exactly like Knuckles, bro. Yeah.
So that's the only original actor for like the game is Tails.
Oh. Well, to me, the Sonic is like, alright.
Yeah.
But, Knuckles fucking spot on. I'm like, damn, bro, he's all good as shit, bro. They have me moist. But proceed.
Anyways, Sonic Frontiers, you know, we finally get in the open world Sonic game. Mm-hmm. With all these other open world games, bro, coming out. You know, we actually haven't had a Sonic game in a while. I think the last Sonic game I played was Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know. I enjoy it, but...
Well, they had a remaster, didn't they? Hmm? They had a remaster.
I thought Mania came after it, didn't it?
No. They had a remaster.
Oh, wait.
What game was it? What game that came out that got remastered for Sonic?
And everyone Sonic Unleashed. Sonic Unleashed. Wait. Sonic Colors.
Yeah, Sonic Colors.
Yeah.
That looked pretty good.
Yeah, that looked pretty good.
How do you feel about, like, okay... That's kind of a different like, topic, but it's still according to this. Every time a game... That gets announced like this. Like, when you see the grass.
I don't think it's grass, bro.
It gets the Breath of the Wild comparison. And, like, we do ourselves. Yeah. I feel like I do it. And I feel like you do it, too.
Man, I wasn't even thinking about Breath of the Wild, if I was about to be honest.
I was. I can't lie.
I seen nigga crying, bro. Nigga, the Breath of the Wild! Like, niggas is crying.
Bro, this formula is such a smart idea of Sonic. I've been saying this forever, bro. Like, since... We played fucking Shadow the Hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, bro, having such a linear a linear ass stage for Sonic the Hedgehog, this fast speedster ass nigga, yeah. this supersonic ass nigga, this Super Saiyan ass nigga, bro. It's so stupid, bro. Like, this nigga is fast as shit, bro. You can't use his full abilities in a game that they're made for him, you know?
Yeah.
Like you press the square button to boost, boom, right at the wall. Like, nigga, or zoom, right off the stage. Like, bro, it makes more sense for them to make an open world Sonic game. I pray that they put love into it, because every time I see, like, a multi-platform game,
mm-hmm.
I think, like, Left 4 Dead, I can't lie.
Because
mm-hmm. almost the games that have the most loves are exclusive to somewhere, yeah. You know? But I've seen it everywhere, so, like, oh, man.
So, but that last Sonic game, Sonic Forces, I don't know if y'all heard, left a bad taste in my mouth, so I'm hoping that this game...
To me, Sonic Forces never looked that bad to me.
Yeah, it didn't look bad to me, but what didn't you like about Sonic?
The graphics look good, and it's like a mix of, like, 2D and 3, wasn't it?
What didn't you like about it?
And it was just the character creation wasn't that good. The gameplay wasn't that good. Like, it was kind of glitchy too. Like, it just wasn't.
I feel like Sonic games are notoriously known for the bugs. I don't know. It was like, they just say, "Hey, nigga, take it."
Oh yeah, but especially picking 07, bro.
Yes.
06.
Yeah,
it's 06.
Yeah, they get hard to tell for no reason.
It really was, bro.
No,
them picking lava demon things.
Yes.
I never beat it, so.
Yeah, I'm telling you, see, it's hard as hell for no reason, bro. Remember fighting Silver?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, my God, bro. Fighting Silver in the middle of that city was horrible. But, yeah.
Take this!
Yes.
It's no use!
Igles trigger!
Take this!
Igles trigger! Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, what are you saying? What are you saying?
What'd you call me?
What are you guys hoping for this Sonic game? Like, what do you guys hope to have? Hope it doesn't have.
I hope it has a decent story, all right? Because I feel like that's the main missing story in Sonic movie, yeah. Sonic game.
But why he always chasing some human bitch? He got Amy, bro.
I feel like Amy's a myth. Amy almost like Sakura, bro. To me, it's like she's not that. Okay, I'm not. It's weird, but she's not like. I don't think Sonic attracted her. You know what I mean? Type shit, you know. Because I'm not attracted to her type shit. You know, like I think you need almost like a female hedgehog. That'd be fire, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like or something else, bro. Like, Rose or some shit, bro. Like, anything that's Amy, even though I'm pretty sure that's Amy talking to him on
it sounded like
trailer. Sonic, like, Sonic, go this way. But it felt like some Breath of the Wild shit, bro. Like, mm-hmm. Zelda talking to Link in Breath of the Wild, that type of shit. So, I'm hyped for this. Y'all always know, the boy want multiplayer, so. If they got multiplayer that, bro, some Sonic, Shadow, Tails type shit, Knuckles, that'd be fire. But I don't. You know,
yeah. That'd be cool if they did like the even if it's not Shadow, is it the three? You know,
oh yeah, it's Sonic and Knuckles and Tails.
Yeah,
that'd be fire. It looked good. It looks like it's gonna have like a lot of like large scale bosses.
Yeah,
cause like at the very end of the trailer, he's like looking up.
Yeah,
4K and this nigga it's like this giant they finna fight. So damn, bro. So like, do some God of War type of shit too.
I know they're gonna puzzle y'all to death, bro.
Bro, it'd be hilarious if it's fucking. A God of War type Sonic game would mix with fucking Breath of the Wild. The over the shoulder type shit. I can see it happening, bro.
Behind you, Sonic!
But, and some more gaming shit. Bro, is it me or I feel like we getting more Spider-Man content than we ever have, bro? Like, this is Spider-Man's, like, fucking year.
Yes.
This is Spider-Man timeline we in right now.
We in Spider-Verse, nigga.
Yeah, I'm saying, bro. I wish we were in the Bat-Verse, bro, or the fucking DC-Verse, but it is what it is. But first, we had, I don't think we skipped last week, so we were never going to talk about the Avengers Spider-Man, like us playing it.
Yeah.
So how everybody feel about that, just real quick?
I think combat-wise, he doesn't look that bad. Swinging.
Wait, what?
He didn't look that bad.
Oh, combat, yeah.
Yeah, combat-wise, he didn't look that bad.
Combat-wise, he's decent.
Yeah. Seeing him like swing around from the outside looking in, sometimes it looks a little spotty. It looks a little glitchy to me. Like,
But I think it's looking PS5.
Yeah, maybe.
Because while he's just swinging, he looked pretty fluid.
Yeah.
What about me? You see?
When I see him swing, he's kind of stiff when.
You watching me?
Oh, I never really see him swing. So
I'm trying to be fast. I'm zipping around everywhere.
Can't catch up with me.
But gameplay, yeah, gameplay. I think he's amazing. Costume wise, his original costume was ass, bro. Yeah. I'm sorry, I did not fuck with it. I've been said that he looked weird. He looked chubby. He like the Peter Parker from the Spider-Verse that got ported in there. But then we had some more content with Spider-Man. We had the freaking Fortnite shit.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
It's pretty good. I like the mobility so far. Like,
I'm not expecting that. I ain't think every Spider-Man, because like it seemed like they was like holding them, like it's like Sony or whoever right Spider-Man was like, yeah, keeping that shit away from Fortnite.
Yeah, PlayStation exclusive now.
Yeah, because like he was getting fucking, they were getting Venom, Carnage, mm-hmm, like all these other MCU niggas, all the Marvel characters, but yeah, just not get Spider-Man, like who's like the fucking icon of Marvel, yeah, type shit. So
nice. Saving for the movie.
seeing Spider-Man Fortnite was definitely crazy, bro. Yeah. Now here's the comparison, bro. The web swinging on Spider-Man versus on Avengers versus Fortnite.
Well, you are number one.
How the hell did Fortnite beat them, bro?
You think Fortnite beat them?
Fortnite definitely beat them.
100%.
Definitely beat them.
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
Fuck no.
Have you swung on Fortnite yet?
No, I ain't swung on Fortnite yet.
Grant.
Just from seeing that, bro.
Grant.
Like, I don't think so.
Bro, you can literally, not only can you swing on people, you can swing on animals, you can grab it from animals, grab it on the freaking cars moving.
I don't think so.
No way.
I don't fuck with the whole aim of it. Aim of shit is lame.
I don't know. Like, what do you want to do? I auto do it?
I'm just saying, it's not better than Avengers.
I don't know. But to be fair, I haven't swung with Spider-Man and Avengers. So, like, how do you swing on there? Do you just, like, just hold it and he keeps swinging?
Yeah, you hold the button and keep swinging.
So, it's PS2.
You can tap it. You can cancel it. You can jump and press it again. Press double tap S and you get a little zip line type shit.
Okay, does he, like, flip and shit?
Yes. Yeah, he has more animations than the Fortnite one.
Okay.
And he says, woohoo!
All right. I know from being Black Panther on the ground, walking everywhere, trying to keep up.
Woohoo! But, I think, okay, Avengers has, because I was the original hater of the Avengers Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I feel like he got a little more take compared to Insomniac, which had a whole game dedicated to him.
Yeah.
I think they did pretty good for the time limit they had. Pretty decent, okay? It's a good. Because they could definitely get it better. Mm-hmm. Some ambitions. Some more animations definitely are needed. Then again, if everything by a paywall.
Yeah.
But let's get into this Spider-Man tier list. I see you put it up here. Spider-Man tier list.
Okay. This is I know you haven't seen that movie.
Yes. Oh, Young and CJ.
Young and CJ haven't seen that many movies, bro.
I'm just put Spider-Verse at the top, and that's it.
Oh, shit. But I didn't think about that.
There's like 10, I think like 10 movies, right? 10 Spider-Man movies, I think. Close.
Right. 3. We count this one?
The one not counting this one. It's not one out of that.
Yeah. Okay,
so it
should be horrible.
Two people. We're coming down now.
I don't think it's 10 movies. It's Spider-Man 3s, Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, so that's 5. And then we got 2 more.
All
right. Well, No Way Home.
And then we got Into Spider-Verse, so it's like, what, 8?
Yeah, okay. Let's say that. All right. Now, we kind of build this list together, because it's going to be a long-ass list. Mm-hmm. All right. So number 10, we'll put worse, all right?
Are we talking about just Spider-Man movies or just Spider-Man's?
What do you want to do? You want to do movies or you want to do
Spider-Man? I think this is all Spider-Man's. Like.
Character-wise?
Not character, like, what's the word? On there, entertainment, you know, like the video games and...
Okay. Oh, shit.
Because I'm throwing PS4 Spider-Man in there.
Okay. Somewhere. Okay. Oh, okay. If we're doing, like, Spider-Man wise, like video game wise.
No, not.
Well, I mean, I don't even mean a character, just as a character.
Yeah, because like, I think his costume's literally in the movie.
Yeah, who portrayed him? No, I think it's his combo in the movie.
No. In the Spider-Verse, his costume's in the movie.
Oh yeah, it is.
So like, I bring him in there too.
Okay, so do we count Miles then, or we just count Peter Parker from there?
Okay. Wait, I think you can confused. I'm talking about as one of the best Spider-Mans. Like I'm counting Insomniac's game as a title, as a movie, damn near, you know.
Okay.
So we're in top three.
Yeah, top three. It has to go. This is hard, bro. I'm put PS4 Spider-Man.
You put Miles or Peter too.
Huh?
Miles can count too. You can count Miles too.
Okay. PS4 Spider-Man.
Races.
This for Spider-Man.
Which one? White or black? Come on now.
Peter.
Umar.
And our number 2, I'm going to have to give that to Tom Holland. You get Tom Holland.
Okay.
And then number 1.
Don't be Toby, because
it's not. I kind of like PS4 Miles. I ain't gonna lie.
Damn.
Kind of Peaceful Minds.
Okay, I can't afford that. CJ, you?
Since I only really seen two or three.
Yeah, we're going from movies to end video games. You can pick from either one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm going to go with... shut up, bro. I'm going to go with... No Way Home.
Oh, yeah, nigga, not out yet.
So Tom Holland?
Wait. Never mind. Skip that.
Skip the whole list.
Going into the Spider-Verse.
So Miles. Miles, Spider-Verse.
Okay, that's third, number three?
Yes, number three.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Insomniac, Spider-Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And... trying to think.
I got me lefty day.
You got Andrew, Tom, Toby.
I don't know if you played on Shattered Dimensions.
What was that?
Just like the best portrayal of Spider-Man. Thank you. Come on.
What was that Spider-Man? There was a cartoon.
Was it a cartoon?
No. It was like a movie.
Nigga, I know. I'm not fucking you today. What are you doing? Nigga, that's literally...
It was...
So vague.
It was the precursor to No Way Home.
So Tom Holland.
Homecoming.
So Tom Holland, nigga.
Yeah.
Bro.
Hey, wait. I'm switching three for one.
Nigga.
you throwing Miles at the top?
Yes.
This nigga's little. All
right. My list, quick, simple. I think I give Into the Spider-Verse, Miles. Okay, for number three.
Okay.
I give Andrew Garfield for number two and number one for Spider-Man. I mean, yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of Andrew Garfield's
playing. I'm playing nigga ass. Andrew ass. Toby the fucking Power Ranger. Tom the only real nigga in there. So number two, I give it to fucking Tom. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he did a very good job portraying him, especially with Infinity War, Civil War. Like I feel like he had more time out of the other Spider-Mans to improve. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he just ran that shit, you know. The number one, I give it to Insomniac. I think his name like the person plays him like Yuri.
Yeah.
Nigga Sasuke. Yeah. Sasuke Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So I give him the PS4 Spider-Man for number one.
Yeah.
And I feel that's a little biased. Like I got chill what he do, you know.
Yeah.
Like if I ain't getting bitched by no Tony Stark, you know.
Yeah, but him like his voice and just the way he portrayed himself.
Yeah.
Felt like Spider-Man.
And his movement, all that shit. Yeah. Like he feel like he just embodied it, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't a little kid no more. He's finally a grown man.
Yeah.
Type shit. Uncle Ben already in the pack for a couple years.
Bro, honorable mention to a freaking Marvel Genesis Spider-Man, bro.
Hmm?
So honorable mention for Marvel Nemesis Spider-Man, bro.
Marvel. You know, Spider-Man cusses on Avengers.
What did he say?
I can't remember. He cusses though. Like he.
Dang, bro. I remember. We
have to fuck up,
bro. I actually the thing. Great, he's coming out of Spider-Man. I'm gonna open a can of whoop ass on your ass. Like, damn, oh. Peter.
And then get my ass beat.
Nigga, throw a car at me. dun. Thing, bro. They bring the game back, bro. Remastered.
Oh, yeah, I would love that, bro.
Remastered
Def Jam and Marvel Nemesis, bro. Yeah. We need remastered.
Damn, why? I'm so freaking out of it today. I meant to say, I'm going all the way back to the beginning of the show. The Drake and Ye show was fucking dark as hell. It looked immaculate when it came out. Uh-huh. But when it first started, my eyes had to adjust, bro. I cannot see shit, bro.
Yeah, nigga, what's up your eyes?
That shit was so dark, bro. I could not see nothing. It's like a filter over the camera. But anyway, Spider-Man.
We go end on the Fortnite topic right here. Yeah. I'm pretty sure everybody knows Fortnite topic.
Yeah.
Chapter 3. How you feeling about it?
So far, if this is the direction they're going, it's already better than Chapter 2, you know?
I agree.
I like the sliding mechanic.
I missed the bit. How's the bit?
You're fucking hilarious.
the event, and then we talk about the cutscene, whatever.
Okay.
Cause I haven't seen nobody talk about the event. Cause I can't see it anywhere. I haven't seen it anywhere.
So what happened? So the queen was there. We waiting there for like 30 minutes. Then out of nowhere, before the time even shuts down, she starts sending like zombies at us.
Yeah.
So zombies are coming. So me and CJ playing around. They give us guns to shoot zombies. Mm-hmm. I get close to zombie. It's not hit me. My health went down. I said, "Damn, what the hell? What the hell?"
So the last shit.
Yeah.
Retreat. Died a game down real life.
Yeah, Missy did what? Curtis, Missy was both Kakashi and Naruto, so we was trying to like get our emotes in sync, you know, trying to do like, you know, trying to thumbnail shit, you know. So anyway, she sent a whole horde after us, like the cannons, people shooting the cannons, we like the big zombies, you know, the huge little things that get
the bosses.
Yeah, they was there. We tried to take them down. Slowly by slowly, we started getting overrun, bro. I think it was like, 50 people in the lobby. Slowly by slowly. It's like 45, 30, 31.
Niggas were dying,
bro. Well, and they kept pushing us back closer to the cube.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I think I survived to the end, but like, pretty much we all died.
They got padded by zombies.
You can build stuff, but like, it pretty much, it forced you to die. Like,
nigga like me not dying to the zombies.
Nigga, still season two.
Nigga be like,
I don't remember how we got inside the fucking downground, like downtown shit, like inside
the ship.
Yeah.
I think we got in there by the cube. I think.
Yeah, maybe the cube like sucked us in there or something. Pause. But anyway, we end up down in the shaft, bro. And Jones down there getting interrogated by the black hair girl.
I did not know she was evil.
Sloan. Yeah, she was evil last season. She turned evil last season. Interrogated by Sloan. She's about to pack him up, put him in a pack.
Yeah.
Next, you know. The foundation, you know, dude with come in and clothesline dude, and then he put his mask, lift opera up. Bro, me and C both paused. I said, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. So he's a rock, bro. The Rock is in there.
I ain't recorded, I don't know.
We should record that shit. it was a rock for some reason.
I feel like this is a waste. I feel like they got more money just making a rock.
I'm sure he can take it armor off.
Huh?
I'm sure he can take his armor off eventually.
I don't think so.
But
I feel like they got way more bread just getting Dwayne Johnson as a skin than just making him the foundation.
Yeah, well he's nice forever cemented in the freaking canon of Fortnite.
So if you're ever gonna
pretty much, I don't know what the logic was, but they flipped down to kill the queen. So we got sent off into some tsunami. Look at fucking anime scene with both Naruto and freaking Kakashi falling out the sky and landing in the water. It looked like what was that one? The one
Naruto opening.
The one where, like, you know, when he's underwater and the Sasuke's like floating over him. But it was cool event. They flipped the island over, so now we're on season three.
Yeah.
Chapter three. My fault. I like the sliding.
Sliding is a breath of fresh air.
I do. It takes some getting used to. I like their bold enough to like wipe out the whole loot pool. Like, they wiped it out.
I don't like that.
No scars, no old guns. I think it's pretty bold.
It's bold, but they did it before. Primal?
Yeah, but I think it's bold in a good way. It's not like, it wasn't like, I don't think they're necessarily worse weapons. I think they're just new weapons, you know?
I don't, but it's only three guns now, ain't it?
It's like, yeah. Well, not counting the ones that you have to, like, you can find and buy.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I think it's a step in the right direction. I think the meta has changed, definitely. Unless it's an accident, but like the shooting shotgun is almost useless to me now. Like shotgun get me killed, bro. Like the automatic one is too weak, and the pump to me is so slow. But you better not miss, bro.
Yeah, fire rate is awful.
You better not miss, bro.
Better not miss.
I like that you can crawl faster. I like that they took out the shakedowns. I like that, like. It actually makes sense for, like, if two people don't heal you at the same time, get your...
Yeah, it's about fucking time, bro. Since Shadow 1, they could be like...
I don't see you both heal me. I don't
want y'all heal me. Now both of y'all... Now finally, y'all both heal me and get up SD.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think they're just having a... They're stepping right direction.
We play squads, Abby.
No. You, nigga, sleeping all day. But, yeah, it's fun so far. Yeah. I can't really... I don't have too many drawbacks right now.
Do we still have lunch pads?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have launch pads.
Yeah, it's definitely feeling like old Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
They bring back some of the old maps, old places, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I love how Fortnite. When Fortnite has hella options for like mobile transportation,
yeah,
it's top tier, bro, to me.
Yes.
And I heard they're supposed to be adding in planes and helicopters again.
Yeah.
So I love that, bro. The more, the better, the funner, all that shit, man. Mm-hmm. I like the way you're going with Spider-Man, the webs.
Mm-hmm.
released in Daily Bugle. And we've seen how, like, it's supposed to be having, like, hurricanes and tornado shit. Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be crazy. Fun as hell. So, I think, yeah, they're on the right track. They're on the right track. Mm-hmm. But, anything else you want to say?
I mean, just keep doing what you're doing. You definitely want a lot of people back. I think this is the biggest season they ever had.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, ever had. At all time. That's nice.
Shit, it's Spider-Man duty, y'all niggas.
Yeah, so. I do think, I wish it was not false advertising, bro. When you tease the Spider-Man and shit like that, don't freaking, oh, but it's not, you can't use it yet until a couple weeks later, bro. That's a ripoff, bro.
They pay for that shit, bro.
That's a ripoff, but other than that, I think it's good so far, man. Yeah. Definitely.
But thank y'all for watching this episode. Our social medias, Studio Struggle on Twitter, Struggle_Studio on Instagram. On the top right of the YouTube, we have a scan code for our Spotify.
Check it out.
We also have a gaming YouTube channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We're on all platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Apple, because you know it's just 5 stars worthy, you know.
Yes, sir.
Anything else y'all say before we get out of this bitch?
I just thanks for watching, and see you next week.
It's so deuces.
Peace.